Irate father charged after he confronts Alabama student who allegedly beat up his daughter. By Lowell Coffee Law, May 3, 2026. A University of Alabama student apparently picked the wrong ex-girlfriend to allegedly beat up. When the victim's dad, a Long Island cop, showed up the next day on his porch and had things to say that got him arrested as well. Ryan DeLafranco, 20, allegedly attacked his 19-year-old ex-girlfriend inside his off-campus apartment. According to the Tuscaloosa Police Department, news outlets reported. Police have been tight-lipped about the details, but not social media. According to the New York Post, which featured one online account in its coverage. He slammed her head into a toilet and was over top of her choking her. A texter, only named as Ava, claimed in a text circulating on X. She hit him in the balls and grabbed her phone and ran away. He chased her and broke into her apartment, the texter continued. The victim called police about the incident, but no arrests were made on the scene. Police also showed up at a house near campus, which was caught on video that has also gone viral. The 19-year-old woman also called her father. A Nassau County Police Department detective identified in news reports as Jeffrey S. Raymond. The 56-year-old New Yorker showed up the very next day in Alabama to confront DeLafranco, resulting in an encounter that would result in him being charged. DeLafranco was so rattled by the dad, who made threats against him on his porch, that he called for help from the very police department that was investigating him for domestic violence, according to the Post, per a police statement. The dad had plenty of reason to be angry. According to the Post's report, authorities wouldn't say what caused the initial dust-up between DeLafranco and his ex-girlfriend. But according to the Snapchat messages shared online, DeLafranco was allegedly selling their sex tapes to porn sites. When the victim allegedly found out, she confronted him and he lashed out on her, per the conversation. DeLafranco, of Cumming, Georgia, went home at some point after the confrontation with the father. But last week he returned and turned himself in at the Tuscaloosa Police Department's headquarters. He was charged with third-degree domestic violence and assault that reportedly occurred at two separate residences and was released on $500 bond, according to police. Detective Raymond, of Centreach, New York, also turned himself in at the Tuscaloosa headquarters. He was charged with harassment and was also released on $500 bond. DeLafranco's fraternity, Theta Chi, told the Post he is not associated with him, but would not specify when his membership ended. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.